Network to hear the most recent episode of our podcast and follow us on social media and iTunes.
Much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and we love to hear from you. You can join as a listener right here on prn.fm, and of course you can listen to any show anytime on the archives, which is a real specialty here at Progressive Radio Network. We have close to 300,000 people who have listened to, downloaded, and referenced our shows in many different ways, so please feel free to join us with that. We also love to hear from you personally, and you can do that by going to Natural Nurse, all one word, naturalnurse.com. And if you click on calendar, you will see many of the classes that are available coming up. We have classes really almost every day. The ones that are on the website at naturalnurse.com calendar, those are classes that are open to the public. Many of them are online, and those, of course, anyone can attend from literally anywhere in the world and do. So some that we have coming up shortly in the new year now, of course, is we have a series of classes. One is on hemp, THC, CBD, and cannabis and endocannabinoids. What's all the buzz? And that one is going to be online, and it grants 3 CE units for health professionals such as nurses, nurse practitioners, RDs, clinical nutritionists, licensed massage therapists, and others. So if you don't have one of those licenses, but you just want to take the class, either just for your own knowledge, or if you'd like to look into working on what's called an RH, that means a registered herbalist, this would be a course that you could use as part of your study. So that's hemp, THC, CBD, cannabis, endocannabinoids. That's on January 12th. If January 12th isn't a good day for you, you can sign up for the class. Once you do, for any of these classes, you get the archive, so you can listen to it at your convenience. Also, in February, we have herbal manufacturing legal considerations. That means if you're thinking of selling a natural product made of herbs or another natural product, what you better know before you go, because unfortunately, people are falling like bowling pins when they have this really great idea and their friends and family love it. They've given herbal soaps and lotions and things like that as gifts and teas and tinctures. And then they go, wow, this is great. Let me put it on Etsy. And they do. And then they get a nice letter from the FDA. Not fun. Not something you want to set yourself up for. Find out, know before you go, because you saying, oh, I didn't know the rules, is like saying, oh, I didn't know there's a red light means stop, and you go through it. So I do highly suggest that you take this class, and it does have 3 CEUs also for any health professional, but it's open to anyone. Then we have one coming up called Hildegarda Bingen, Mystic, Psychic, Visionary, Herbalist. And that class is on ground in Florida, and it's part of the American Holistic Nurses Association, but anyone is welcome, and it's 100% free. So look at our website, naturalnurse.com, in terms of calendar. You'll find one called Career Paths in Natural Health, Career Counseling with the Natural Nurse. That tells you how to have your public life, your how you go about your life in a professional manner linked to natural. And there's so many different avenues. Some require no further training, just reorienting. Some do require further training, but which class are you going to take? There are a lot of schools out there. A lot of them are bogus, and a lot of them are expensive needlessly. So perhaps take the Career Paths course first so you know with your skill set what is the best way to move forward. So we teach that individually quite a bit. I think I did four of those yesterday. But this is a group class that, of course, is a lot less expensive, but it refers to everyone, not just you personally, but still a really good first step in finding out your career path in natural medicine. So all those things are available. You can sign up for a free newsletter by just putting in your email, no other questions are asked. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Get in touch at naturalnurse.com. And today we are so happy to have on board as our guest a name that many of you will recognize, and that is Udo Erasmus. Now, Udo has an extensive education in biochemistry, genetics, biology, and nutrition, as well as a master's degree in counseling and psychotherapy. His focus has been on sustainable energy and water management, as well as healthcare based in nature and human nature, and the thirst of the heart, resulting in total health. Udo is well recognized as the pioneer, particularly with oils. After being pesticide poisoned, he created machinery to extract oils and create enzymes and probiotics. And you probably have heard of his link to flax oil with Udo's Choice, flax oil. He's an acclaimed author also of many books, but in particular, one of his most famous books are Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. And he created an 8-step process that takes into consideration all the elements of whole health that include mental presence and awareness, our life force energy, and being in harmony with nature. You can find out more at udoschoice.com or udoerasmus.com. He's certainly not a hard person to find. So thank you so much for joining us today, Udo.
On early out of bed here.
Oh, you're right, because, well, let's see, it's 10 o'clock in the morning here in New York. What time is it by you?
3 hours younger.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and I know you and I did a show together that was even an hour earlier, so you are a trooper.
So I shouldn't complain.
Thank you so much.
So I shouldn't complain, right?
Well, basically, I know you can do it, so this is great, and thank you so much.
It's all good.
So you have an amazing bio, and so many people I know have heard of Udo. Probably, you know, it's on grocery store shelves, particularly health food oriented shelves, because you'll see something called Udo's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, in terms of flaxseed oil, that is, I would say, one of your preeminent things that you have made known. And also, through your book, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, that was groundbreaking information in its time, because that came out during the massive low-fat craze.
Right. It was actually its forerunner was called Fats and Oils, like a really boring title. But that's why we changed it. But that came out in 1986. And, yeah, everybody was on low-fat, no-fat diets, and it was really crazy because there are fats that you can't live without. So people were excluding them from their diet. And then their skin got dry and their energy went down. And they couldn't understand what was going on. And I would go to lectures and I say to people, okay, how many of you are on low-fat diets? And all their hands go up. And how many of you got dry skin? All the hands would go up. And I said, here's what you need to do. These oils are essential for your health. You have to bring them in. You bring in a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day. It's about 25% of calories. Mix them in your food, spread your intake out over the course of the day, and watch what happens. And they didn't all do it, and they didn't all give me feedback, but the ones who did it said, that's amazing. That's amazing. I have more energy, my skin is really nice, and I had no idea, because that's what happens sometimes in the marketplace. you get information from fads, and some of those fads are not sustainable because they're not in line with your need for health.
I so totally agree. And I would say beyond skin health is important, but if we consider that, you know, part of cosmetics, of course, it reflects what's going on inside. But how about going a little deeper and talking about the brain? Because the brain is literally a lump of fat. And so many people who have gone on a low-fat diet, particularly buying food that says low-fat on the label, is going to mean it's filled with toxic chemicals, preservatives, sugar, and, you know, not getting the right fat to the brain is going to interfere not only with your mental health, but your memory. It's going to bring on early Alzheimer's. It's exactly the wrong way to go.
Yeah, it's true. When if you wring all the water out of your brain, what's left is 60% fat. So we are fatheads. If somebody ever called you a fathead, that was a compliment.
Oh, that's really a good one, Udo. So let's go a little bit more deeply into that brain health concept, because I'm sure that relates to many of the things you talk about, even like life force energy and feeling in a state of harmony.
Well, some of that is beyond, is in the realm of energy, and the oils are a link to it because they are the most energy-rich molecules in our body. And anything that increases energy will improve health and improve healing and will make the glands work better and make the organs work better. We actually measure it. If you increase, like if you give people enough of the right kind of fats, tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day, we've measured stamina in athletes in their sport increased from 40 to 60% within a month of starting that. This is like the best kept secret in elite athletes. And but the thing is that every cell in the body gets 40 to 60% more energy. Not all cells are muscle cells. If there are thyroid cells, your thyroid cells have more energy to do their job. Your bone cells have more energy to do their job. Your brain cells, going back to what you actually asked about, have 40 to 60% more energy to do their job. People learn better. They concentrate better. The frontal lobe works better. They have more energy, but they're calmer at the same time because the body actually makes they're anti-inflammatory molecules called resolvins and antioxidant molecules called protectants out of the essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3s. And omega-3 intake is too low for optimum health in 99% of the population. It is our single most widespread essential nutrient deficiency.
That's true. I mean, that can be tested, but usually only naturally oriented and functional doctors will ever do an omega fatty acid test. But I think it should be part of standard of practice because it is so important and so linked to health and wellness.
Yeah. The reason I used skin to measure it is because skin gets them last and loses them first because the inner organs get priority on them. Because, you know, you can live with dry skin, but if your brain dried out, that would be seriously a problem. And if your heart dried out, that would be a serious problem. So the hierarchy in the body is the inner organs get priority on them. And only if there's enough for their need and your skin will your skin become soft, smooth, and velvety. So that's why we measure the skin. Somebody once said the skin is the carpet of your brain. I thought that was an interesting way to say that. Because the skin will reflect your level of health everywhere else in the body, too.
That is a good way to put it. You know, another thing is, you did mention briefly in terms of hormones, because hormones are really fats in every sense of the word. So when we're cutting out the good fats, we're also interfering with our metabolism. And, you know, a lot of people find this counterintuitive, but I've written many books myself. One is called Weight Loss, the Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. And I talk so much about healthy fats in there in terms of the fact that you actually lose weight when you start increasing your healthy fat intake. And that's counterintuitive to a lot of people, but it's due to many things. One thing is it gives your body what it needs to produce things like thyroid hormones to keep weight management in balance. Also, it increases your level of feeling satisfied, satiety, when you eat. Otherwise, you're hungry and eating more sugary snacks. So it's so amazingly essential. And really, if you're going to go on a weight loss regimen, you really need to think about incorporating healthy fats.
Right. Yep. Totally. Exactly what I say as well. And but not only does the body make hormones that are oil soluble, but it makes the hormones work better at the cell receptor level, because the cell receptors are in the membranes, and the membranes are made out of fats. And the more omega-3 you have in your membranes, the more effectively the receptors work. And I think, again, that has to do with the fact that omega-3s have so much energy, that they're so high energy. And then the point of weight loss, omega-3s actually kick the genes for fat burning into gear. So they turn on the fat burning genes in the body, and they increase metabolic rate, and they increase energy production and energy use. And you're probably going to be more active because you have more energy. And we've consistently seen people, but they have to do two things. They have to increase their intake, their fuel from good fats, but they have to decrease their intake of carbs at the same time. Because carbs will give you blood sugar swings and insulin swings and mood swings and cravings. And that's why people get overweight on carbs, because they're addicting. And they've been measured to be 8 times more addicting than cocaine in one of the studies that was done with them. And because your body's screaming, when your blood sugar goes down, then your body's screaming, eat or die. And then, of course, between those two, most people will eat. And so then they eat, and then they tend to overeat because they're trying to get their blood sugar up, but it takes time to digest and absorb the sugar. And by the time your blood sugar is normal, you've eaten more than you needed, because there's more still being digested and absorbed. And then your blood sugar goes up again, and then insulin drives them into the cell again. And in the cell, they turn into fats again. And then you get low blood sugar again, and then you get the craving again. And we call that the carb addiction cycle. So to break the cycle, make fats your major fuel and lower your carbohydrate intake. And get your carbs from green vegetables. You know, don't get them
excellent from advice. From, and who we're talking to today, right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, is Udo Erasmus. He is the author of Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, and you can find him at udoschoice.com and udoerasmus.com. So Udo, let's go a little bit more deeply into those topics that you just shared. In particular, how would we just guess which kind of fats are better? What is a bad fat and what is a good fat? Which fats heal, which fats kill?
Okay, so of all of the fats in the universe, there are only two molecules that we need to get from fats, and they're called essential fatty acids. They're the building blocks of fats. They're called omega-3 and omega-6, and the reason they're called essential is your body cannot make them from anything else you eat. You have to have them to live and be healthy. You therefore have to bring them in from outside. If you don't get enough, then your health deteriorates. You get deficiency symptoms that are degenerative in nature. And those symptoms get worse with time if you're not getting enough. And if you don't get enough long enough, you die. So this is like the cornerstone of anything nutrition and health related are the essential nutrients that are the building blocks that life has to have in order to make a body that works. Now the third part of it, and this is the good part, is that if your health is going down because you're not getting enough of an essential nutrient, but before you die, you'd bring enough of it back into your food supply, then all the symptoms that come from not getting enough are reversed. And that's because life knows exactly what to do with these building blocks, with these essential nutrients, provided that we take responsibility to make sure that enough of each one of them lands in our body so life can do its job. So that's the definition, and that includes 18 minerals, 13 vitamins, 8 essential amino acids, and for premature infants, it's actually 11, and 2 essential fatty acids. This is like you, if you go on a no-fat diet, you will kill yourself slowly because you will not be getting those 2 essential fatty acids that only come from fats. That's why the low-fat and no-fat diets were really crazy. It costs people
Isn't it?
A lot of
oh
problems.
My God. And if you look at things that are labeled low fat, what they did was way increase very often things like toxic chemicals, preservatives, all kinds of gooey thickeners that actually don't digest.
Yeah.
And then lots and lots of sugar or
sugar and starches.
Worse, artificial yeah. sweeteners.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we went on this low fat craze, which started in 1979 with the McGovern report. Out of the Senate, the report on nutrition and health, we were told to eat more carbs and less fats. And in the next 20 years that followed, overweight went from 25 to 60% of the population. And it was based on that change. Not everybody followed it, but a lot of people did because they say, oh, well, you know, the government will always give us good advice. Yeah, okay. And overweight boomed. And we're still on that carb craze, because now it's like
grapevine. What are some of the fats though that are actually not healthy? Because that information did come somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. And the mistake the McGovern report made was they didn't make a distinction between the damage done by processing and the fats themselves, because most of the problems that come from fats come from them being damaged both by industrial processing and by food preparation. So any oil or fat that you throw in your frying pan, you will change the molecules from natural, that life made a program to break down, to unnatural and toxic or interfering. Anytime you fry something, that's what you're doing to the oil. And by the way, that's also what you're doing to the food. And there's good research that shows that whether you burn carbohydrates, or you burn fats, or you burn proteins, all three of them increase cancer independent of each other. So whenever you overheat any food, so it turns brown, you know, first it turns golden, and then it turns brown, and then it turns black, and then it turns into smoke. Well, you know you're changing molecules when you do that. All three of them increase cancer. So any time you fry, you're making a good oil a bad oil. The second one is that the industry that began in about 1900, the major oil industry, they wanted a long shelf life on the oils. And they figured out that oil, because oils by nature are the most sensitive nutrients we have. They need the most care. They're damaged by light, by oxygen, and by heat. So in order to give them a long shelf life, the industry figured out that if you treat the oil with Drano, or sodium hydroxide, a very corrosive base, and then with window washing acid or phosphoric acid, very corrosive acid, then you bleach them. That takes out color molecules that absorb light and damage the oil. And then they go rancid and they smell bad. So you deodorize them. This is how our oils are treated before they go in the bottle, before we buy them. And in an oil like that, you have about 1% damaged molecules. And if you take a tablespoon of an oil that is 1% damaged, you're getting more than 1 million damaged molecules for every one of your body's 60 trillion cells. So the whole total number in one tablespoon is 60 quintillion damaged molecules. And when these get into your cells, they turn off and turn on genes in the wrong way. And that's why they're associated with so many problems. And that's why they cause more problems than any other part of nutrition.
Well, thank you so much for that description. And we're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We are listening today to Mr. Udo Erasmus. The topic is the good, the bad, and the ugly oils and fats. And as you heard, there's a lot to know about that topic rather than just low fat, not good information. And right after the break, we'll be back with more from Mr. Udo Erasmus. And you can look at udoschoice.com or find us at naturalnurse.com. We'll be right back with more.
On this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the essential oil taken from the Australian tea tree.
The tea tree, known as Melaleuca alternifolia, grows in only one region of the world, the northeast corner of Australia. It is a full-sized tree of the myrtle family, whose oil has powerful abilities to clean and help heal wounds and skin ailments such as cuts, burns, and rashes. In 1770, the infamous Captain Cook was a lieutenant in the British Royal Navy when his ship landed in Australia. The botanist on board, Sir Joseph Banks, collected samples of a sticky aromatic leaf and brought them back to England for further investigation.
In 1923, an Australian curator and chemist, Dr. Penfold, conducted a study on tea tree leaves and discovered that their essential oils are 13 times stronger as an antiseptic bactericide than carbolic acid, considered the standard in the early 1900s. The oil contains 50 to 60% terpenes, 6 to 8% cineol, which causes its camphor-like odor, and several kinds of alcohols. In 1933, the Australian Journal of Pharmacy, the American Journal of the National Medical Association, and the British Medical Journal reported that tea tree oil is a powerful disinfectant, non-poisonous, non-irritating, and has been used successfully in a very wide range of septic conditions. Australian tea tree oil is mentioned in the British Pharmaceutical Codex of 1949, the UK Medicine List, and the Dispensary of the United States.
During World War II, tea tree oil was considered a standard issue item for all first aid kits for Army and Navy units in tropical regions. The demand for tea tree oil exceeded the supply. However, after World War II, synthetic drugs gained in popularity and the use of tea tree oil in medicine waned. In more recent times, a renewed interest in natural, non-toxic alternatives has triggered a resurgence in tea tree oil research. In 1985, Dr. Paul Belacher, chief of the phytotherapy department at the Faculty of Medicine, University of Paris, worked on several double-blind studies involving tea tree oil and its application as a remedy for candidiasis, chronic cystitis, staph and strep infections, and nail bed fungus. He stated, and we quote, "The essential oil of Melaleuca has entered the team of major essential oils and emerges as an antiseptic and antifungal weapon of the first order in phytoaromatherapy."
Try a few drops of tea tree oil in a steam vaporizer and inhale for blocked sinuses, or rub the oil on chest and back for a cough. The Australian Journal of Dentistry reported that using tea tree oil in dental hygiene and in surgery showed it to be an extremely effective antiseptic. Add a drop on your toothbrush or include it as a gargle and mouthwash. Tea tree oil can be applied directly to the skin. Although it's possible that some people may experience a mild allergic reaction, in-depth research has shown tea tree oil to be non-irritating and safe.
So, listeners, think about including tea tree oil, the first aid kit in a bottle, in your natural medicine chest.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We love to have you on board, and we love to hear from you. Let us know what topics you'd like to hear about, or visit our archives at naturalnurse.com, media, radio shows, or prn.fm to listen to the many, I don't know, we probably have several hundred, if not a thousand, shows that are actually posted online. We have over 300,000 people who are downloading our shows. Thanks. Get in touch. Say hello. We love to hear from you. And our guest today is Mr. Udo Erasmus. We're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly in terms of oils. And Udo, you did explain to us before break the difference between fats that kill versus fats that heal. And you talked about processed oils, things that might just be called vegetable oil. How would somebody know by looking at a bottle if they're getting a good healthy oil or one that really should be avoided?
Well, probably better if you pour a little oil into a glass and look at it. If it's colorless, odorless, and tasteless, then that oil has been treated with what I call Drano window washing acid, bleached and fried before it went in the bottle. So and they're usually in plastic bottles, and you find them on the shelves in every store in pretty much in the world. Sometimes they put them in cans. Like in Asia, you can buy Mazola oil that used to be a big brand in North America until the word got out that it increases cancer. And then I thought they went out of business, but when I started traveling to educate people about oils, I found it alive and well everywhere in Asia. Mazola oil, they knew that the oil increases cancer, but they just took it to places where people didn't know that. Because once it became known in North America, it disappeared. And the same cans that they sold it in North America were alive and well in Hong Kong and Taiwan and Malaysia and China. All the places in Asia that I went, Mazola oil was one of their oils. So they didn't go out of business. They just went to places where people were not educated.
Well, we see that all the time. They'll outlaw something like phosphate detergents here in the U.S. And at that time, I was living in southern Mexico. They just imported it there and gave it out to people who washed their clothes in their river and had always done so for thousands of years, and everything was in balance. I actually was able to watch the destruction of a civilization because of the ruination of their water supply due to phosphate detergents.
Yeah, and I'm always surprised at the heartlessness of those kinds of decisions, because somebody's making those decisions.
Absolutely. But thank you for sharing that with us about the oil. So you told us, like, processed oils are not good. Like, if you read a label and you see something that says saturated or polyunsaturated, if it's a packaged product, how would you say to take that?
Well, if it's a packaged product, you should probably not even read the label.
Oh, that's a good one. Right.
Yeah. If the oil is not in glass, then that's probably you shouldn't buy it either, because oil, plastic leaches into oil quicker than into water. And there's been quite a bit of research. So if you've got plastic in your oil and that plastic gets into your body, it goes somewhere and interferes because it doesn't belong in the body. And life doesn't have a breakdown mechanism for plastics. So you don't get it in your body. It already leaches into water. That's not a good idea either. But it leaches much more readily into oil than into water. So it shouldn't be in plastic. So we're talking here about the fried oils, then the cooking oils, the colorless, odorless, tasteless ones. And it doesn't matter which one, except for extra virgin olive oil. It's made by a different way, so it has not been damaged by processing. But you can also get damaged olive oils. And then the third one is the ones that the some of the products that are made from them. In the old days, it used to be trans fatty acids. We still have trans fatty acids, but they're much lower. If you have less than 0.5%, trans fatty acids in the product, you can write on it zero trans fatty acids, but you're still getting trans fatty acids.
That's like a legal maneuver trick. Like what it will usually be is that there's zero trans fats in a serving. And if you look at something like a cracker, if you read the back, a serving size is considered one cracker. So in one cracker, there's zero trans fats, but nobody eats that. You know, usually people eat the whole roll of crackers. And as soon as you get to two crackers, then you're no longer at zero trans fats. It's just a little legal trick to fool consumers.
Yeah, right. And then the saturated fats have a bad reputation. But what's really interesting is that saturated fats, they'll make platelets more sticky, so you're more likely to get a heart attack or a stroke, and they make you more insulin resistant, so that's not good for diabetics. But when you have enough omega-3 in your diet, and omega-3s do the opposite, they make you more insulin sensitive, and they make your platelets less sticky. So when you have enough omega-3s in your diet, saturated fats are not a problem. So what we should be saying about saturated fats is that they cause health problems when you're omega-3 deficient. So we should be blaming the problems they cause on omega-3 deficiency rather than the saturated fats. And then once you get your omega-3s and 6s, both of which are essential, in the right balance, made with health in mind, from a reliable source, then you can eat some saturated fats and not be worried about it all the time.
Well, there's a big issue. Let's talk about what you think, Udo, some of the best fats are to eat, because there's a big debate, for instance, about coconut oil. So I would like your take on that. Mm-hmm. And of course, let's go into flaxseed oil, because I would say you're the preeminent authority on flaxseed oil.
That was the first oil I developed when I developed a method for making oils with health in mind. And that came because I got pesticide poisoned. And I couldn't, the doctors couldn't help me. So I was looking for self-help, and I started going through the journals because I had the background to be able to read them. And when I came across the fats and what's done with them in terms of the processing and use, I said, I can't get healthy on oils like that. We should make them with health in mind. So out of that came a method that protects oils from light, from oxygen, and from heat from the time they're closed in the seed, where they're pretty well protected. Nature's packaging is very good. Through the pressing, the filtering, the settling, the filling, until they're in a brown glass bottle, in a box, in the fridge, in the health food store, that method for making them with health in mind has to be very, very tight, because oxygen molecules are very small and light is very small, and so you have to completely protect them. It has to be really, really tight. And that was my claim to fame, such as it is that I developed a method for doing that, and we were successful. And the year after I started working with that, it was established that omega-3s are essential. That was in 1981, that omega-3s are essential nutrients. That was known for omega-6s in 1929, but known for omega-3 only in 1981. And when I found that out, I just got so excited. I said, oh my God, 99% of the population doesn't get enough. Every cell needs them. They're essential. If we could bring back the omega-3s, we could help so many people. That was the, and I got so excited. And we worked our buns off. And we did crazy stuff just to get that done because we could help so many people. And then we did a tour through 85 cities in 101 days in the U.S. in the hottest months, in a van without air conditioning, with our clothes on a broomstick inside the double doors. And we talked to anybody who would listen. And within 2 years, flax oil became the second highest selling oil in the natural foods trade, which is where we were operating. And I'm still just as excited about the fact that we can make oils with health in mind, that if we don't do damage on the front end, we don't need a chemical feast to clean up the mess we made. So we use organically grown seeds, and then we put them through this very tight system, and then basically we keep them in the refrigerator. That's where you find them in the fridge, in the stores that carry these oils. And when you do that, then we started getting feedback on all the things that people found when they started using omega-3s. And that it was energy levels, calmness, elevated mood, better memory, skin was nicer, they built muscle faster, it took them longer to lose the muscle when people stopped exercising, their joints didn't hurt as much, and they had better mobility and flexibility. Their recovery was in a third to a half the time. Their injuries healed in a half to a third the time. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. People who, when women got pregnant and they were using omega-3 and omega-6s in the right ratio and not damaged, they found their pregnancies were less eventful. Are we still on here?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm listening
okay,
to you.
Yeah, okay. They ended up, the women had less depression, less postpartum, less more energy, and women got less fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, collagen, and autoimmune diseases. Researchers think that women are more prone to those than men because when they get pregnant, the child will deplete their omega-3s in order to build its brain.
Right. Well, that tells you the body's attitude about those omega-3s because the body will always choose the infant inside that in a woman who's pregnant to receive any kind of nutritional support and will extract it from the mother. That's why it's so important to take extra. And that whole thing about, oh, I'm eating for two is actually true.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, nature will sacrifice the past for the future if necessary. So if a woman doesn't get enough omega-3s, she will become depleted. The child will take them from her brain. And there's research that shows that every child depletes the mother further. Each child gets less than the previous child. They think that's why if you looked at all the oldest kids in the world, they have a higher IQ than all the youngest or all the second, third, fourth, fifth. Very consistent. And they basically say women need to make sure they have a reliable source of both essential fatty acids in their diet, both for their own health and for the health of their children. And women are very good at converting the plant omega-3 alpha-linolenic acid into the EPA and DHA, the essential fatty acid derivatives that are active in the brain and from which the body makes a whole bunch of other very important substances in the body. So that's, and hair and nails grow better, vision can improve, bones are stronger because the essential fatty acids are also used in mineral transport in the body. What else? Am I missing? What part of the body am I missing? Oh, they're
essential. Well, it sounds pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, so, essential for liver and kidney function and lower most of the cardiovascular risk factors and make you more insulin sensitive, so that backs you off of diabetes. Anti-inflammatory, the body makes very powerful anti-inflammatories and antioxidants out of the omega-3s. So I think that's getting close to it. Last time I looked, there was about 160 different conditions that improved when you optimize your intake of omega-3s made with Health in Mind.
Well, I want to thank you so much for that list. And we're going to take a little break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. So you can find out more about other shows right here on Progressive Radio Network and how you can also help to support the network, which brings you the number one information in progressive topics, as well as many other shows and our show, The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, myself and Dr. Eugene Zamperone. So we'll be right back with more, and we'll continue our discussion with Udo Erasmus. You can find him at udoschoice.com, udoerasmus.com. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, the founder of the Progressive Radio Network. Today we have more than 80 producers bringing forth the most progressive and most liberating information, the kind of information you do not regularly hear on any of the mainstream or alternative media. You can help us now. Up to this point, I have virtually supported the Progressive Radio Network, all of its expenses and payroll, myself. But we would like to expand our reach. We'd like to do far more. We'd like to be able to advertise on Facebook and let others know we exist. We are the number one progressive radio network in the world. In fact, we have programs that are most listened to in all of progressive radio. But we could go a lot further. Our message could reach a lot more people, especially at a time when people are desperate for honest, objective insights on the important topical issues of our day. How can you help? It's simple. Go to prn.fm, go to our main page. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little button, Support Now. And then whatever you can contribute on a monthly basis will make a big difference. It will help get the message out. It will help inform more people, give them more choices. This is where you'll hear in the independent candidates and the people looking to challenge the corruption in government and industries. But we need to get our reach out further. So please, whatever you can afford on a monthly basis, and there's some suggestions there, and it'll be automatic. All right, thank you very much for continuing to help us help you and the rest of the world on these important issues.
Love, lust, and laughter. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Dr. Diana Wiley, a board-certified sex therapist and a marriage and family therapist. Guests, colleagues, authors are interviewed, and we sometimes dispense advice to create a format that is both informative and entertaining.
You are listening to PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. We love to hear from you. Get in touch, naturalnurse.com. Go to naturalnurse.com under calendar to see all the classes and workshops that we're doing, both online, which you can join us from anywhere, and also on ground. We have a wonderful class coming up in the Tampa area in Clearwater, and that's going to be for the Florida Herb Society. We're going to be talking about wild, edible, and medicinal plants of Florida and how you can collect your own and make them into your own medicine. But if you want to sell that medicine, you can use it for yourself and your family. You can give it away as gifts. That's all fine. But if it turns into a product, then you may want to take our class called Herbal Products, Legal Considerations, before you start selling it. So we have so much information available for you. Just go to naturalnurse.com under calendar to see classes, or you can email us from the site naturalnurse.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Facebook Natural Nurse Ellen Kamai. So we love to hear from you any kind of way. We also have our excursion out of the country, Echo Tours for Cures, which we take a group to the island of Jamaica, and we actually live with many of the indigenous bush doctors and learn from them. For about a week in March. You can learn about that at naturalnurse.com, as well as our many online and on-ground classes. Today, we're so happy to have as our guest Mr. Udo Erasmus, and we are talking about fats and oils. He's the author of Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, and also created Udo's Choice Oil. So, Udo, you explained to us all the scientific data showing the importance of ingesting enough healthy oils, and you're talking about one full tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight. So it means an 150-pound person would need like 3 tablespoons. Now, yep. Could that be part of the, let's say they eat meat and it has fat in it, or does it have to actually be taken?
Well, we recommend that people mix it in food and spread their intake out over the course of the day, because if you take more fat, sometimes people take it off a spoon. And then if you take it off a spoon on an empty stomach and your liver function is weak, you may get tired, heavy, or nauseous. And that's just your liver saying, don't give me so much so fast. So literally, we use that as our measure, because what we're trying to get you the omega-3s and 6s in the right ratio, in the right quantity. And when you eat meat, you're not going to get much of that, because the fat in meat is not relatively low in essential fatty acids, especially in omega-3s. So, what I say to people is that the 3 tablespoons of good oil that the 150-pound person needs, that should be the priority, because what you're doing now is you're making sure that you bring in and optimize what's essential. And that may mean you're going to leave out something else that you would otherwise eat. So instead of saying don't eat this and don't eat that and don't eat that, I'm just saying do this, because this is important. And so we're focused on what you have to be healthy. And then everything else is optional, or, you know, then you can, and you're basically filling up on what you need rather than filling up on what you don't need and then trying to sneak in something good on the side.
Well, that's a good recommendation. Now, of course, flax oil has all kinds of excellent properties, but do tell us how you feel about coconut oil, because there's been mixed data in the press about coconut oil.
Well, coconut oil, when I started working, I started working 38 years ago, I started doing this work. Coconut oil was being imported, and it was treated with Drano window washing acid, bleached and fried. So it was highly processed coconut oil, and it was associated with some problems. At one point, somebody had a one-page ad against coconut oil that was funded by the soybean oil industry for turf protection, but then a book came out. Then we started getting coconut oil that was not damaged, so it was fresh. So they called it extra virgin coconut oil. And somebody
unrefined. I find that unrefined.
Also unrefined.
Is good
yes.
Work to look for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unrefined. Refined is part of the processing. Yeah. So and then somebody wrote a book, The Miracle. So I can't remember the name of it, but The Miracle of Coconut, and made every claim for coconut oil that can be legitimately made for omega-3s on the basis of existing research. But there was no research behind all of those claims. I know, because when I read the book, I was shocked. And I went into Medline, the big database, and there wasn't any research to support what this person had written in the book. Coconut is, why is coconut popular? Partly is because it's pretty stable. You don't have to refrigerate it, and you don't have to protect it from light and heat, because it doesn't contain any omega-3s and almost no omega-6s. So it has everything that you don't need and very little of what you need. But if you've got your omega-3s and 6s optimized, then extra virgin coconut oil has a nice flavor. It's easy for the liver to metabolize. It's better than carbs for people who need to lose weight, because it doesn't make your blood sugar swing and your insulin swing and your mood swing, and it doesn't give you cravings. So it has a role, but omega-3s and 6 will always be the only two that need to be made with health in mind, treated with care, used with care, and that you have to have if you want to live and be healthy long term. So, and now there's some research on the basis, because it's become so popular, now there's been some research done on coconut, and they've found that coconut will actually increase LDL cholesterol, which means it takes you toward cardiovascular disease. And then they found out that if you eat the coconuts, it does, the coconut itself does not raise LDL. The oil rendered from the coconut will, but if you eat the coconut, and they think it's the fiber that protects you from the LDL effect of coconut oil. And that's the only thing I know that's negative about it. It's also a cooling oil, so if you're living in northern country where it's cold in winter, you do much better if you get omega-3s, because omega-3s are warming oils. They increase metabolic rate, whereas coconut oil will decrease metabolic rate. That's great in the top tropics where it's hot. You want a cooling oil. But
and it's
north,
also a saturated fat. Is flax oil a saturated fat or unsaturated? Because that's another buzzword that's not fully understood.
No, coconut is saturated, but and omega-3s and 6s are unsaturated, actually polyunsaturated. And but saturated fat, like I explained before, saturated fat should not be demonized. What should be demonized is not getting your omega-3s and 6s. Because in the absence of omega-3s especially, saturated fats can cause you some problems. So make sure you get your 3s and 6s taken care of, made with health in mind, in the right ratio. Make sure you do that first. And then coconut oil is not a problem. And then saturated fats generally are not a problem. Because they're in all fats. They're part of nature. And
so it is a confusing topic, and that's why I suggest people may certainly want to get a copy of your book, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. And then to simplify, if you eat a lot of salad, steamed vegetables, small amounts of organic meat, like the size of the serving about the size of the palm of your hand, 3 times a week or so, and really low or no baked goods and sugary donuts and all that. If you want that, if it feels threatening to never have it, have one a week, not one a day, you're going to be getting a lot of these healthy components across the board. And then you could add in flax oil drizzled on that steamed vegetables. That's what I do, and it's absolutely delicious.
Yep. More vegetables, less starches, less sugar, less animal products. You know,
because I find people are threatened if they go, oh my God, no more donuts ever, you know, and then you eat tons of them because there's a fear factor. So just cutting that to where that's a once a week treat, it's not your breakfast every day. You know, that you can really do very well by having that psychological support, which some people need, that they can have junk once a week, not never, but certainly not every day.
Yeah, it's
so
not
how
that
about any closing comments, Udo, because we're getting to the end of our time together.
Yeah, it's not that complicated. You know, there's one saying is eat things that spoil, just eat them before they do. You know, eat whole food, mainly plant-based, not too much. That's somebody else came up with that one. And then the other topic we were going to talk about was the thirst of the heart, but you can go to udoerasmus.com and look that up. We're doing a lot of things that have to do with nature and human nature and turning health into a teachable field based on nature and human nature. Because we don't have a teachable field of health. We have a disease management. We don't have health care.
This is so true.
That's beautiful. So that's my next big project.
And we'll have to do another show on that topic in the new year.
I'd love to do it. Yep.
Thank you so much for being our guest. We had Mr. Udo Erasmus on from Udo's Choice. You can find him at udoschoice.com, udoerasmus.com. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. On behalf of myself, Dr. Eugene Zamperone, and people who put together The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, we hope that you stay healthy.
And thank you for your decades-long dedication to health.
Thank you, Udo.